What's up, everybody? We're back. It's been a while after a hectic June, but we're back, and you know, we're coming back with the top five, man.
Where do you fit in all this?
Well, I'm a one man team that does a job with no glory attached. I got a little props together. Boy, what a headache.
Before we get into that, I just want to say that you know, we appreciate everybody being patient with us during this moment. I was really trying.
You're not flowing right now, man. You're not flowing.
And all I keep thinking about every time you talk is that dude. You seen that video of the guy? I got a ball here.
I got a ball here. You see that shit?
The way he booked to it, though.
Yeah, I'm a motherfucking ball here.
So anyway, man, I'm rusty. You know, it's been a while, but we're gonna struggle through this together. we are
a family.
You and I. Man, it's a community, man. You guys bear with me. But anyway, man, real quick before we get into that, fan funding. You know, we appreciate anything you guys contribute, you know, large or small.
People have been too. Right?
People have been, and we really we're really thankful for that. So I'm not gonna go into all of that and keep you guys, because I know you guys are anxious to hear the top five, but definitely you know, we appreciate anything you guys can do. Share the channel, subscribe, all that good stuff. So number five for me, A$AP Rocky, latest album, Allah. Number four, Czarface, Every Hero Needs a Villain. Number three, La Orange and Jeremiah J. The Night Took Us In Like Family. Number two is Billy Woods, Today I Wrote Nothing. And of course, number one, should come as no surprises, Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. By the way, I am not on the cover of his album. I just want to go ahead and put that out there.
Number five, we kind of had like an inside rule, but we broke it right before this, so my number five change is Freddie Gibbs' Pronto EP. It's only three songs, but goddamn, hey, look, man, that's the hardest short EP I've ever heard in my life.
Bruh,
have you listened to it?
I haven't, but I'm just
okay. All right. Hey, don't say nothing until you hear it, bruh. Right. Don't say nothing until you hear it, honey. I'm just saying, that shit hard as hell. Number four, I have Joey Badass, Before the Money. Number three, I have Nipsey Hussle, Mailbox Money. Number two is Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. And then number one, A$AP Rocky, Allah.
Dwayne.
All right.
Dwayne.
Number five, I have Blueprint, King No Crown. Number four, I have Earl, I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside. Number three, I have Odyssey, The Good Fight. Number two, I have Jeremiah J, La Orange, Night Took Us In Like Family. Mm-hmm. And number one, I have Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, I just solidified this list today. So number five, I got A$AP Rocky at Long Last A$AP. Number four, I got Death Grips with Jenny Death. Number three, I have Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Number two, I have Open My Eagles, A Special Episode Of. And the number one album for me this year is Chesky's Broken Bone Ballads.
You're gonna make a lot of people happy, man. Kendrick Lamar in your five. I think people expected that.
I think the only people that I'll make happy are the people that were just not listening to anything I said.
Right, exactly.
Because I very clearly said the album is great.
Yeah, you see my face? That's why I'm like, why is he saying?
No, it's not Ken. It's these other people.
I said he's going to make a lot of people
right.
happy.
No,
not
I don't
me.
Think Ken is misunderstanding. I think it's the people in the audience that for some just reason thought that you hated the album.
Yeah.
Which still to this day makes absolutely no sense. I clearly said I think this album is great, but I enjoy Good Kid, Mad City more. So yeah, of course it was gonna be in my top five. It's a great album. Great means I enjoyed it. I'm not really sure why people got that so confused.
But you know, going into this, I was gonna be surprised if all four of us didn't have Kendrick Lamar. That was kind of, I anticipated all of us.
When you mentioned the EP, I knew it was Freddie Gibbs.
Oh yeah!
That was actually that one, I think, for my number five, it was Freddie Gibbs, between Blueprint, Freddie Gibbs, and Clear Soul Forces, and I was like, oh man, that Freddie Gibbs, man.
Oh, man, that thing's hard, man.
That joint is fire, man.
Hey, I didn't know you were gonna. I thought it was something else.
He called me, was like, yo, B, man, it's there. Because I was playing in the car one day. Mm-hmm. We was on our way somewhere. I forgot. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, man, this shit sound tight.
Oh, okay. B had it. Okay. That's how you got on. Okay.
And the crazy thing is, B had it playing low. All I heard was the beat. And I'm like, nigga, turn that up. Like, what's that?
Yeah.
And he turned it up, and I hear Freddie just riffing it. I said,
what is that?
That was crazy, dude.
What was the second track on there? Was the one that, like, that I really, like, really caught my attention.
White Rain?
The way you told that story, man, and you know, just the fact that, you know, I thought it was dope. He was like, yeah, now I realize that I love her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, that's kind of ill that he kind of, you know, put that in the song. Because, you know, hip-hop is not typically about, you know, oh, I'm in love with whatever. So
or admitting your mistakes.
Cool. Yeah.
Because in that song, you talked about, like, you know, how he's older, but he still does fucked up shit. But, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But I feel you, man. I feel you.
I'm surprised that you didn't have, Earl. I thought, no, not Earl, Lupe Fiasco on, cause I remember when we reviewed it, you was like, really, yeah. Like,
you didn't make any of ours, did
you? No, I don't think so.
But you know what?
Look, all they gotta do is look at the damn review. We praise that.
It's
album,
not that
you know
beat. It's not that beat. They
you know
want your list to be their list. We want.
Yeah,
we.
That's yes.
True. We know.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought you probably would have had him like right at five. Like,
but you know what? It would have, but. The way I did my list this time is a little bit different than I've done my list before. Like before, usually I would rank them according to what I think is a better project. Mm-hmm. This time I just did it according to listenability, like
replay value.
Yeah, like which albums did I listen to the absolute really? Most?
Mm-hmm. I always do mine like that.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it usually, because the thing about it is, I might look at a project like Kendrick Lamar, mm-hmm. and then look at a project like Chesky's album and be like, okay, as a project, this one might be a better project, but. I'm returning to this one more because I just enjoy it more. You know, I listen to Chesky's album at the very least 2 to 3 times a week, easy. Kendrick Lamar, I haven't put that on in about 3 weeks, I think, and I just listened to it a couple days ago. So Lupe's album would be on there, but for some reason I didn't find myself returning to it a lot. That's not to say it got worse.
Right.
It's just for some reason these albums just got more enjoyable. Like there's no way I would say that ASAP Rocky's project as a whole is like a better, you know what I mean? It's just I listen to it more. I enjoy it more.
Agree. And that's how ASAP was number one on my list because I was debating like, okay, is it Kendrick or is it ASAP? And it came down to, damn, what am I listening to more? Because just like you, I haven't listened to Kendrick in a while. And as a complete project, the little interlude thing, a poem thing that he got, and then it ties, it's a complete better project. But I'm bumping into it way harder with ASAP's album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to that more often. Not taking anything away from Kendrick's album.
Right.
Because it's an amazing album, but I 100% feel you.
I think it's a better way to do a best of list versus trying to choose people.
Exactly. Because that's Mike's list. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what you're listening to. It's what I'm listening to.
But that can get you in trouble, too, because, like you say you don't give a fuck. No, I'm just saying, because, like, what if something came out in January and you did pump it a lot and all in January or in February and then you get closer to the middle of the year, you're not really playing it like that anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And if I was listening to it like Doomtree's album, when it came out, I was listening to it like crazy. But as time progressed, I found myself not going back to it as much. I'm going back to the 5 that I listed.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is it because you played it so much earlier in the year?
It's just that it just made me not really, I just didn't care to go back to it. Like some of these projects, they came out a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still listening to them consistently, like constantly all the time. And these other projects, they just kind of fell by the wayside a little bit.
To add to that, like when I was compiling my list, I definitely went by, you know, replay value. So I'm putting, you know, Lupe up and I'm looking at some of the other albums and I'm like, this was a really good project. But when I put it side by side, the 5, I don't want to listen to that. I'd rather listen to these 5 over any of that. And that's how I ended up ranking them, you know, because each project had a certain level of interest to me. And each one I play probably a little bit more than the other.
How many lists do you think are gonna come out that are number one with Kendrick?
A whole bunch of them.
And do you think that that's like, do you think people feel like they have to?
Everybody's ear is different. And I think it also depends on how you're trying to rank the albums. But if you're going on, this is what I enjoy, what I personally enjoy, there's a couple of joints that might be ahead of Kendrick.
And I think it also depends on the publication too, because we're ranking ours based on what we like to listen to the most. You know, they're gonna rank theirs based on probably like what people will say in the project.
Yeah,
and I think sometimes they will be pressured into putting it first, because you know it basically broke the internet and the world when it came out.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody talked about it. You know, for a while.
Yeah, even mama was talking about that album.
Who? Your mom?
You said my mama?
Yeah. No,
he said, your mom?
He said, oh,
my mama called me, baby.
He said,
baby, you heard this, Kendrick.
We gonna be all right.
We gonna be all right.
I have a question for you, Mike. In the review, you really, 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 really liked ASAP, but you only put him at number 5. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're talking about like what you go back and listen to. So you don't listen to ASAP that much now?
I do. And I think that is the only time that I can say that I would go with Rod's point. Is it so new?
Mm-hmm.
And it just came out like what, a month or something
ago?
So it hasn't had time to really steal my ears that much, which again goes back to my point of why an album like Chesky's is number one, or why, you know, the EP, the Open Mic Eagle EP is number two, because those came out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still wanting to go back and listen to those over ASAP. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, I definitely listen to ASAP a lot. But it's not 2 or 3 times a week. I'll put that Open Mic Eagle EP on at any point and just be like, I'm good. But that ASAP, I feel like I have to be in the mood. But the second it starts, I'm like, this is my shit. This is my shit. But yeah.
Is there anything you're looking forward to the rest of this second half of this year?
One album in particular. Maybe it's just the hype beast of Instagram. But Games Documentary 2.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, that's cool. I'll be alone on it. I'll be alone because the little tidbits that he's been playing on his Instagram, that's what I'm looking for.
So this is just so far right now, just all the production you've heard. So
the production, the little clips of his verses.
What if it don't make the, I mean.
Hey, I'm just saying, based off of what I've heard.
On the Instagram?
Yes.
Of the 15 seconds.
The 15 seconds of the 4 or 5 tracks and beats and all of that at Eden, I'm looking forward to it.
J-Rock.
Yeah, I was
going to
say J-Rock.
Oh, yeah. J-Rock. Yes. Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, he released, what, 2 tracks already?
Gumbo and Money Tree Juice.
Yeah. So, is Run the Jewels 3 coming out this year?
I don't know. It don't need to, I don't think.
They need to let it breathe, make money, go tour, let that project.
Come 2016.
Exactly.
Come spring 2016.
Kill
like
that project. Yeah. Kill Run the Jewels 2. Run it into the ground. Perform it everywhere. Yeah. Maximize that album. Make your money and then come back with another one.
What about that Troy Ave?
Like you wanted to answer, like,
wait, you didn't like it? You didn't buy one of the 12 copies?
Man,
that wasn't on your list?
My worst stuff.
No,
that album was terrible.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
I have it on Spotify. I haven't listened to it yet.
Like, two cherries.
It's probably the worst album.
What makes it bad?
It's the worst album of the year.
What makes it that bad? Is it like the production is? I never heard the guy.
Productions, the rapping, the features. Like, there's no redeeming quality about that.
Damn, Ken.
I'm sorry. It isn't.
Can you resurrect New York with this album?
There's been some projects of Troy Ave that I like, but this right here, this thing was horrible.
Hey, you listen to your boy
Denzel Curry? Yeah, I have.
It was a little bit too late for you to listen.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to dive into that project like the way I wanted, so I didn't even want to mention them at all.
What almost made your list?
What almost made my list was Dizzy at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I also considered Big Sean. I've been listening to that album. It's, hey, I listened to Bump in the Wind.
It grew on you a little bit?
I liked it.
Oh.
I liked the album.
I thought you was kind of like fit. Like you
he's always like that. Even if he likes some shit, he's always.
He sound like his big brother. He's always like that.
Disclaimers.
Yeah.
What about you, Ken? What almost made you list?
Science dropped 3 EPs.
Traveling Man.
This year, yeah. Traveling Man, and he released them like in like 48 to 72 hour windows, and then they were like gone. and I really, really enjoyed all three. They were EPs, and I think maybe we did have the EP thing, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if I could put this on here. Mm-hmm. But then again, at the same time, I don't know if they were strong enough to take anything out. But I think that, well, damn, I don't know if you can get them now, but they were really, really great work by Science, you know, and really kind of short and to the point. But yeah, I definitely looked at that one like for a while, for a minute. You know, Lupe, I looked at Lupe. I looked at the Blueprint.
What about Vince Staples?
I haven't listened to it yet.
And I've only skimmed through it, so that's another reason why I couldn't put that one on.
What about you, B?
I thought I didn't say it. Clear Soul, Freddie Gibbs, Pronto, Open Mic Eagle, and I looked at Lupe. I would say Sky Zoo, but I haven't, like, just like with the Vince Staples, I haven't had a chance to, like, really listen to it yet. Like, that, like, I've listened to it, but, like, it's just too new. It's, like, too new. Right. It's kind of like the same situation in 2011 when we did our year end and YU, the Urn came out, and it was just like, now I would have put it in my top five easily.
Yeah, yeah.
But like then it was like I listened to it like a couple times, but it was just still, I loved it, but it was like, I don't know if it was top five worthy then. So this might be the same case, but yeah, that's all the albums that almost made the five.
What about you, Mike?
That Billy Woods definitely almost made it. It almost made five. The Doomtree All Hands almost made five. The Earl, of course, almost made five. For some reason, even though I really loved the Lupe album, it really just did not. Didn't really come to mind as far as making the top five.
Maybe it's 10, maybe top 10.
Yeah, top 10, it would have definitely snuck in there. Well, actually, that Moody Black EP, I didn't even think about that.
And that's why you asked about the EP?
No, because I forgot about it just now. That Moody Black EP definitely would have snuck in there. I totally forgot about that project, so my bad, Moody Black. But outside of that, I really can't think of anything that was fighting for inclusion in this list.
I have two more that No. There was one that I thought was good, and these are actually on the opposite end of the spectrum, but Bodega Bams put out a good one. you listen to it?
You not talk about me, go ahead, bro.
I don't know, man, I liked it. And you're probably gonna go on this one too. Bad Lucks Off the Porch, I thought was good too. He's a West Coast, from out west.
His name is Bad Luck.
Yeah, BADLUCC. So yeah, that was one I listened to. I was like, okay, I like this. It really kind of had that old school West Coast G-funk feel to it.
So nobody included none of the Wu members, Raekwon and Ghost. They both dropped projects.
That's another one where like Sour Soul. Yeah. That.
I thought about it, the replay value wasn't
as high as my other, you know, the other albums that I listed. So, but it's still, I mean, it's still a good album. I'm not saying that it's, I mean, y'all see the review, so it's like, Fat Sean is another one. I mean, that's another one that's like, it's a great project, but over the five I replayed the most. I didn't really go back to that one. But I mean, if I was to pop it on and play it, I would still be like, oh, hell yeah. But,
anybody listen to Surf at all?
No, I did. Not enough to really.
I wasn't feeling that like that. Yeah.
I haven't heard it. You hadn't heard it?
Mm-hmm. I need to get around to it, but I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
I wonder, as far as, I guess it's space for me besides J-Rock, I wonder if Black Thought going to drop this solo. Because I'm on Twitter, he said he was.
Black Thought been saying that shit. Black been saying that shit for 20 years.
But he really said it.
He really said it before.
Like, I hope he, and then, you know, I'm still waiting on the Elzive album to drop, so I hope that Lead Poison, I hope that comes out this.
That's on this list.
The third to fourth quarter of this year, so, and J-Rock, so those, like, my definitely anticipation.
And Travis Scott.
Kanye
dropped this
shit?
Yeah. He should be,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, yeah, Kanye, just to see what he's gonna bounce back from after dropping Yeezus album, you know, so. Yeah, but other than that, I mean.
What about that Young Thug? You a lot.
I listed my artists already.
What about that Jay and Lay?
Alright, well, that's gonna do it. That is our top five. We're gonna have links to all of these in the description, and you can just go out and cop them. So we're gonna make it easy for you guys, man. If there's anything you hear that you like, Just hit the link, man. Go to iTunes and pick it up.
And tell us thank you.
Yeah. I got a ball head!
That's him.
I got a ball head!